أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج. The second part of the ayah we discussed today. In the first part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the whole of mankind, saying that if you are in doubt with regards to the coming of Qiyamah, the resurrection, the raising on the day of Qiyamah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different stages of the creation of man, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself had instilled in the womb and keeps in the womb of the mother the fetus of the child, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then delivers that child into a fully formed child, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the child to the age of maturity, physical maturity, mental maturity, emotional maturity, spiritual maturity, etc. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect, again demonstrating the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this power no other person has any share in it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the supreme might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى, then from amongst you there are those that are taken back by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are those that leave this world, that pass on. In other words, in childhood, a child may come out of the womb of the mother, and then very shortly after that, the child may leave, or in its infancy, the child may leave this world, may die. No man has any knowledge about it, how long a child will remain in the womb, how long a child will remain after the child is born, when that woman will abort, and when the child is born, what is the lifespan of the child. Perhaps the scans of this world may be able to see whether it is a male or a female. They may be able to judge the beat of the heart. They may be able to judge the movements of the child. But how the child will be on the surface of this earth, whether the child will have iman, whether the child will have kufr, how long the child will live, that is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْعُمُرِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from amongst you there are those that will reach the age of becoming senile, that a person lives a very long age, the ripe old age of an individual, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, so the person may have no knowledge after having knowledge. A person has full understanding of everything in this world, all his limbs are functioning, all his organs function, all his senses function to the best. And then as old age creeps in, then we find that those senses somewhat diminish. We find that it is not as sharp as it was before. The limbs are not as strong as it was before. And then that person comes into the age where one becomes senile. Then suddenly we find that the eyesight is being lost, the ears, the person cannot hear anymore, and that old person can become once again like a little child. And who has that knowledge of how long a person will live? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who creates this change in insan, that from a young child, from a little baby that was weak, to bring that person into strength, and from strength back to weakness, that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ حَامِدَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ وَأَنبَتَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. Then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and O insan, you behold and you see the earth that is totally dead, it is barren. There is no rain, there is no water, everything dies on the surface of this earth. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends down the water, اِهْتَزَّتْ, it becomes fresh, وَرَبَتْ, it begins to swell, وأنبتت, it begins to grow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, من كل زوج بهيج, in different types of vegetation that is radiant, that is lush and delightful for the eye to see. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two examples of the very great power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the creation of insan, the formation of insan in the womb of the mother, that everybody could not see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the other example that all of us can see. And we need to understand and go back to the Quran Kareem and go back to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over 1400 years ago, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different formations of man in the womb of the mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they showed without any form of technology, the great might, the great kudrat of Allah, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the ultimate truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence is 100% factual. There is no doubt in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat, by these two examples, proves the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. The kuffar that said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot resurrect, they could not understand decomposed bones coming back to life once again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates that in these two examples. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His might and power, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. After this, how can man doubt about the resurrection of the day of Qiyamah, the raising of the day of Qiyamah? Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly the sa'a, that is Qiyamah, is certainly to come. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. There is absolutely no doubt in it. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise whoever is in the graves. And it doesn't mean that if a person is not in his grave, if somebody was cremated or somebody was drowned or whatever the case may be, but each person that had life in this earth, that who had lost his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise that person wherever they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them to life. Whatever form they may be in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that also to life. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.